Accosted in O'Brien's pub. Like blood curling through river water when St. Patrick baptized the Princess of Scota. That is how she remembers her own hair, fallen around the shoulders of a dozen some lovers in Dublin and three of five husbands she outlived in America. We got up from our booth to get back to work. "Look at the size of those two," she said, pulling us in, playing out what 90 years of flirting taught her, lead and draw back, like needlework, binding a man's curiosity. "Live in sin, it's the only way." Bad advice, her friend said, to give to young men. Repeating it, she drew out the words with the delight of a child first learning to swear. She drank vodka daily, inspired hundreds of poems, wondered if I was looking for a young thing to marry. Her eyes peered out from caves of flesh, insisting I was so beautiful. I have no right to pity her. I didn't know her in 48, when she landed like news of peace on the eastern shore. And one more poem won't tighten her chin or change her hair back to manslaughter red.